Seems like it's been a month since you guys have played. Does this seem kind of that long? Are you looking forward to getting back out?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely feels like it's been a while since we played. So, you know, it'll be fun to get out there and play a game, you know.
It's nice to get out in the elements or nice weather instead of being in the bubble, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's a nice, beautiful day outside. Last couple, I'm happy we're in the bubble. I would have been blown all over the field.
But would you prefer to be outside and just outdoors?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice being outside, but when it's 32 degrees and snowing and 40-mile-an-hour winds, that's not too fun. So, you know, it's nice that it's hopefully Sunday it'll be a nice game, nice day.
Feel a little different with four practices under your belt and three?
Yeah, I mean, it makes the week a little bit different. You got an extra day, you know, to prepare and, you know, just kind of go over everything through the game plan.
How do you mentally stay prepared for it? You guys put up 52 points on this team. You had plenty of time to prepare for it. How do you make sure you go into this one?
You know, I think that, you know, you watch the game that we played, and obviously we let up some points there that you don't want to, and you want to start fast, you know, and not have some of the turnovers that we had. So, you know, just go over the tape, see the things that we didn't do so well the first game, and try and correct that for this game.
Are there ways to prepare to start fast, or is that something you just – got to do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, that's like you try and build on the momentum that we had from our last game of, you know, just starting playing all four quarters, you know, strong and not kind of having that lag in performance in the first quarter there.
You guys feel like you're trending in the right direction, having 1-2, having some time to rest up, guys get healthy?
Yeah, you know, I think our bye week was, you know, perfect time, you know, in the season right in the middle there. So we're able to rest up some of the guys that were banged up and, you know, have them back out there 100%.
How much better do you usually feel physically having not played?
Yeah, a lot better. I mean, you know, every Sunday you're pretty sore for the next couple of days. Getting that, you know, 1 week off definitely helps your body just kind of get back to not having that soreness and, you know, the little nagging injuries.
Does it seem like a long time between games, though?
Yeah, it definitely does. It feels, you know, it's weird not playing, you know, having 2 weeks there. It definitely feels like a extended period of time.
You make it kind of full circle now. It was after the Bills game. You weren't satisfied with the way you were playing.
Yeah.
Talk about your change of play since that last Bills game.
You know, I think it was, you know, just getting comfortable with my position and knowing, you know, these are my responsibilities and just doing the best that I can for my position and, you know, doing my job. So just kind of looking over the tape and seeing the things that maybe I wasn't as aggressive or, you know, just taking a shot on a certain play that I was able to do early in the season versus Buffalo. You know, I kind of just looked at the first three games and just corrected some things there.
Was there something in that Bills game that sparked that in you?
No, I mean, I just was, you know, was able to put my hand down and just go, you know, and get to the ball carrier and wherever the ball is. You know, my job is to get there. So just having that never stop high motor mentality.
Their offensive line looks a little bit different from the last time you guys played. Some injuries and stuff. What differences have you seen?
You know, Pierce, obviously, they put him on IR, so, you know, there's going to be a different guy in there, but I've seen him before as well. So, you know, they got one guy that's different, tackle, I'm going to be going against that guy. So, you know, their offensive line is, you know, they've been able to do some good things in pass protection, so, you know, it's up to us, the D-line, to get after the quarterback.
With changes like that, can you take a whole lot from the previous?
Yeah, because he, you know, obviously he came in when the rookie got hurt, so you're able to kind of see the things he was able to do on the other side against Chandler.
CJ wasn't really up to speed in week four. He was battling some injuries. So
yeah.
Does he look a little different now?
Yeah, you know, the running backs are, you know, pretty explosive, so, you know, we have to do a good job of making sure those guys don't hurt us.
What is Coach Belichick doing differently these 2 weeks that has made you guys so successful after the bye?
You know, just working on the things that we need to improve on, you know, going over the tape from this whole season and, you know, seeing the things that we haven't done well and just trying to improve on those things for the future.
Rob, I know getting out to a good start, a fast start is good, but first game back from a bye, do you ever find that you're almost too hyper sometimes?
You know, excited to be out there. You know, it's kind of like that first game. You know, you just want to be out there and you want to play. And, you know, I think that it's just the first series. It'll settle you down a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.